It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Let's go to Southern California now, and another deadly natural disaster. Mudslides swept away homes in Santa Barbara County, California on Tuesday, leaving at least 15 people dead. Heavy rainfall pummeled the mountains rising from the Pacific coast there, already left barren in many places by wildfires in recent weeks. The result was a deadly river of mud and debris that trapped dozens of people and left roads and bridges impassable. Lance Orozco is news director and field reporter for KCLU in Southern California. He's on the ground there. Lance, welcome.
Hi, Todd. How are you?
I'm well, Lance. Tell us what you're seeing right now.
Well, it's almost a surreal kind of atmosphere here. And I can look from my vantage point. I'm in the foothills above Montecito. And there are boulders here the size of a small car, and that's part of what rolled down from the mountains here. One of the firefighters told me that normally when we get rain in these mountains, it's about 6 miles from the mountaintop to the ocean. It would take about a day for the water to get down from the top of the mountains to the ocean. Because of the fact that the slopes have been stripped bare, it only takes about 15 minutes right now, and that's exactly what happened early yesterday. It basically just roared down out of the mountain, came down through some canyons, took out a number of homes, and then went down through Highway 101, which is the main coastal highway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, and closed that highway completely. And in the process, a lot of people lost their lives, and a lot of people are still missing.
What have residents said to you about what the scene was like as this wall of mud slid down past their homes, through their homes in some cases, and down the highway?
Well, frankly, a lot of people are just in shock because you have to remember, we've had the Thomas Fire, which is the largest brush fire in California history, 282,000 acres. And even though we've had the rain, technically it's still not fully contained yet. And so some of these residents had been out of their homes for 2 weeks because of the fire. They'd been in evacuation areas. They came back in and then they were told, okay, you need to evacuate again. Some did and some didn't. And a lot of people just didn't think something like this could happen.
Well, that was the human connection to the wildfires, Lance. But there's also an ecological one, because the wildfire swept away a lot of the trees, and that's directly helped the mud slide down the mountain, hasn't it?
It has. And part of the problem with Montecito, I mean, Montecito is beautiful. It's famous because Oprah Winfrey lives here. It's famous because Ellen DeGeneres lives here. Actors like Jeff Bridges and Kenny Loggins have homes here. But part of the problem is the homes go right up into the hills. So you've got these massive mountains, and then you've got homes right up against it. And so when the mountains were stripped bare, I mean, basically there's no buffer zone. The water was able to just literally come down right off the mountains and start going into homes.
So what does rescue look like now? How many rescue workers are on the scene? I assume many of them have already been in the neighborhood because of the fires.
Well, it's interesting because public safety workers knew this was coming because the National Weather Service was saying this big storm was coming. They actually told us on Friday, they had a news conference and they said, listen, this storm is going to be big. People need to be prepared and they need to evacuate. And as a result of that, on Monday, right before the storm hit, they actually had extra firefighters moved into the area because they thought, okay, we may have a situation where we need to rescue people. And so there are more than 500 firefighters here now, and they work through the night, and they're going to continue working because there's still not, they don't consider this recovery. They're still hoping to find some people alive in the debris.
And that's the last question I want to ask you, which is, what are authorities saying about the possibility of more casualties now as they continue to search?
Well, Sheriff Bill Brown is saying that we hope the death toll won't go higher, but we think it will.
Lance Orozco on the ground in Santa Barbara County in California, hit by devastating mudslides. Lance is news director and field reporter for KCLU. Lance, thank you.
Thank you.